Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
My name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
Yes, okay, so there was an authorized transaction on my account. I did not authorize you to take $67 out of my
We
account.
didn't take $67 out of your account, ma'am. We're a third-party customer service center that serves several different companies.
You said what now?
We didn't take anything out of your account. We're a third-party customer service center that serves several different companies and also work with several different banks. Can I get that zip
Okay,
code to pull up?
well, it's just 60425, but it's being investigated right now. Because I authorized the $5, but I never authorized the $67 that they took out of my account.
If it's being investigated by your bank, ma'am, then there's nothing we can do on our end. It's nothing we can do on our end as far as giving refunds or dispute. Your bank is gonna call us and they're gonna verify it, and that's how we'll go from there with that.
But why would they take that money out of my account?
Can I get that zip code to pull up your account, ma'am, to see?
60425.
They really be having these folks mad at us for taking stuff out
What
of
did you
these
say?
folks' accounts. And
What did you say?
I'm talking to someone else, ma'am. I get your first and last name?
It's Janice Formister.
Can I get you to verify the shipping address?
It was 505 Minerva Avenue.
Wondering why these Philippines taking stuff out of these folks' account and got them mad at us.
What'd you say?
Talking to a supervisor, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My system is running slow, ma'am. Please bear with me while your account is loading.
Okay.
Cool. Yes, ma'am. I do have that account pulled up. I see on November the 29th. You pay shipping and handling for a KitchenAid set for $5.74.
What now?
$5.74 for shipping and handling for a kitchen set.
Right, that was for a KitchenAid, but it was only. But they said that that's all it was. They never said nothing about $67.
Give me a moment while I'm looking up to their website, ma'am, because I have to pull their website up because this is a website from them.
Because you know what they put? They took the $5 out, okay? They made it seem like that's all it cost. So then I look at my bank account on the 6th, I think it was August, I mean the 6th of December, they processed a payment of $67. I never authorized that, and I never even got any merchandise. Nothing.
Because they like the Philippines, and we have to literally look everything up on their website to see what really be going on. Okay. I got it pulled up. It's still on. It won't even let me go in. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. It won't even let me go on a site to see. Okay. It says in their terms. Who the hell read the terms and conditions? It says in their terms and conditions, ma'am, because when I tried to look on to go click the little link, you know, when you enter your name and stuff.
Right, right.
On the little boxes, I actually had to click on a link because it was trying to make me enter my name and stuff. And it looked, it's actually a contest. And this is what the contest turns a contest. I don't know if they told me that on a site. I don't know if, I don't see it on a site until I click the terms and conditions. But in a contest of terms and conditions, the reason why I'm reading this to you because I'm trying to explain where that 6732 came from. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay six... Wait a minute. Yeah. You agree to pay $5.97 USD the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win. To win, the contestant will be chosen out of 100 to win. Every 30 days, you will be entered to win for the price of $67.32 monthly. Excuse me, ma'am. At this point, I'm just going to refund you your money because at that point, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why my bank is on it right now because they only said $5. That's it. They never said nothing about no 67 or whatever. So it seems to me like it's a fraud.
Because I had to go into the terms and conditions to read that, to see that for that 6732. So I'm just going to refund you your 574 and your 6732 back. And I'm going to cancel your card. That way they won't be using your card to bill you anymore.
Okay, so you're going to cancel my card out your system, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, out of their system.
Okay, yeah, please cancel it out of there.
Thank you. Oh, no, man, I was just saying, because it let me refund it from that $574, but I'm finna definitely refund that $6732 from the December the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was already canceled out. I'm gonna do it again to see. Okay. Hello, ma'am.
Yes,
Both of those items were fully refunded. It'll be back onto your account within 3 to 5 business days. That means if I refunded it, did those refunds today on December the 9th, on a Friday, you should receive that no later than December the 16th on a Friday.
Okay.
Do you let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number for both of those refunds?
Yes, I'm going to. Okay, let me get it for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Ma'am.
I'm ready, baby.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
Mm-hmm.
905.
Okay.
899.
Okay.
The second charge, and that was the charge for the $5.74. That was the confirmation number for that. Sorry, ma'am. I didn't tell you. The confirmation number for December the 3rd for 6732 is CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
262.
Mm-hmm.
989.
Mm-hmm.
099.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, You've been a big help. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support. I was glad to be a big help. And have a nice day.
You too, baby. Bye-bye.